Hi, and welcome back to Branded by Amelia Sordell, the podcast that peers behind the curtain of some of the biggest personal brands and entrepreneurs of today. We riff on their challenges, their failures, their lessons, and their wins. And I know you're going to get just as much value from listening to these conversations as I had from having them. So let's dive in. So one of the main questions that I get asked from people in my DMs and on Instagram and on LinkedIn is, how did you get so confident? How do you have the balls to be posting all of this stuff and saying all of these opinions and sharing all of these stories on social media? How do you get the confidence to speak on stages and like host this podcast and do solo podcasts without what seems to be any fear? I think a lot of people go through life and think that they're the only one that lacks confidence. They're the only one that has maybe like low self-esteem or thinks that they can't do something or maybe feels a little bit like an imposter. Spoiler alert, you're not the only one. And today I'm going to be talking about how you can get more confident, not just in your career and in posting content online, but in your life. One of the best byproducts of building my personal brand has been the confidence that I have. It's the 100% okay with the consequences of being myself. And so today I'm going to be talking to you about how you can get more confident, how you can learn how to create boundaries, and how you can learn to ask for the pay rises you deserve, ask for the promotions that you want, ask that person out on a date, post that content that you so desperately want to post online, and be okay with whatever the outcome is. So let's start by talking about what confidence is, right? Confidence is not thinking that you're right. Confidence is not walking into a room and thinking that everyone loves you and everyone wants to be your friend. And I think this is the biggest misconception about confidence, is people look at confident people. You might even be looking at me right now and thinking, oh my gosh, like she knows exactly what she wants to say. Like, that is not the truth. Confidence doesn't come from being right. It comes from being okay with being wrong. And I think this is the biggest myth that I need to blow up before we go into any practical tips about how you can be more confident. You need to understand that confidence doesn't come from being the best or being successful or being in love or being happy. It comes from how you feel about yourself, even if none of those things happen. So that is the most important thing that I want you to take away from today's podcast. And before I get into those practical tips, I want to tell you a little bit of a story about how I went from being so shy that I couldn't even order food with a waiter in a restaurant to now standing on stages in front of thousands of people and talking about personal branding, talking about the things I'm really passionate about. And in fact, one of the keynote talks that I do is about confidence and is about being okay with being yourself. When I was younger, I wouldn't say I was a shy kid. I really enjoyed hanging out with my family. I had an amazing group of friends, but I definitely didn't want to show people who I really was unless I knew them. I had this sort of fear of rejection or not being loved for who I was if I kind of stepped outside of my comfort zone. And so I would do things like when we went out for dinner with my family, I wouldn't order my food. I'd make my father order it for me because I didn't want to talk to the stranger that was the waiter. I wouldn't answer my house phone. Remember those? The wired in phones that were attached to our homes, which is how we used to communicate. I was showing my kids this the other day on the internet. We were on holiday and they were absolutely flabbergasted that we used to have to go home to make phone calls and we couldn't just do it from our pocket. But you get my point. You might have even been there too. You might have even been in that position where you were too scared to answer a phone, or perhaps you ignore phone calls from numbers that you don't recognize even today as an adult because you don't want to talk to a stranger. Because if you talk to a stranger, that takes you out of your comfort zone. And that doesn't come from anything other than a lack of confidence, a fear of whatever the outcome of that is going to be. And today's podcast is about giving you the tools and hopefully the toolkit that I've learned over the last 15 years to go from that kid who couldn't even pick up their house phone to talking on stages. I think one of the things that's holding you back and holds most people back from becoming confident or improving their self-esteem is this negative engagement loop that we all get ourselves into. We look at these successful, beautiful, sexy people on Instagram, on TikTok, and we think, oh my God, they look so happy and they're so confident. And we think that in order to get that confidence, we too have to be happy, sexy, and successful. And so we get ourselves into this cycle of, I'm not happy, sexy, and successful, therefore I'm not confident. And then it goes back into, I'm not this, I'm not confident. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And so you never improve your self-esteem, you never improve your confidence because you think you have to have something in order to be confident. when the reality is confidence doesn't come from being happy, successful, and sexy. Confidence comes from yourself. It's like when you're driving a car and you're looking at all the other cars that are driving around you. You see a Ferrari, you see a Lamborghini, and you think, wouldn't it be great if I could have one of those? I would be happy if I could just have that car. The reality is, if you're not happy in the Ford Mondeo and you're not confident in the Ford Mondeo that you're driving right now, you're definitely not going to be happy and confident in the Lamborghini. So we have to first start with ourselves. Tip number one of how you can improve your self-esteem and get more confident is do something you're good at. Now, this might seem really, really obvious, but I think a lot of us go through our lives finding fault with everything. We know we're not good at running, so we want to improve the running. We know we're not good at writing, so we want to improve our writing. We know we're not good at speaking, so we want to improve our speaking. You're listening to this podcast because you think you're not confident, and so you want to improve your confidence. We all focus on the things that we're not good at and quite often ignore the things that we are good at. Remember what I said earlier about this negative engagement loop? If you're constantly feeding yourself with all the things that you're not good enough at, or you could be better at, or you suck at, your brain is never ever going to acknowledge all the things that you are good at, that you do feel good about, that actually make you feel confident. And so the first thing that you need to do on this journey of becoming more confident is you need to figure out what you're good at and do more of it. You've got to think about this a little bit like a dog. Now, I'm not calling you a dog, but bear with me. When you're trying to train a puppy to do the right thing, to go to the toilet outside or to heal or to recall, you train that puppy with treats. That is a positive reinforcement. The same goes with kids. There's been loads of studies done that shows that children respond better to praise than to punishment. It's the same with your team, with your colleagues, with your husband, your wife. I promise you, you will get a better response from them if you praise them for good behavior versus punish them for bad behavior. And yet here you are, day in and day out, punishing yourself for the things that you're not good at. Why would you do that? Instead, you need to reframe how you think about things and identify the things that you are good at. If you enjoy basketball and you're really good at it, do more of it. If you enjoy horse riding and you're good at it, like me, do more of it. It sounds silly, and all of these things I've just mentioned might be hobbies, or they might not be. You might be really good at writing music and that's your job. Do more of that. The more you can reward your brain with the dopamine and that beautiful, lovely serotonin that makes us so happy because you've achieved something and know that you're good at it, the more confident you're going to become in other areas of your life. You've got to kind of see this as the foundation of your self-esteem. If you don't know what you're good at, how on earth are you going to find the confidence and the self-belief to try things that you might not be good at yet? So the first thing you need to do is work out what you're good at and do more of it, and do enough of it so that you feel really happy and confident in that thing. And if you're not quite there yet, for example, I would love to get much, much better at the gym, at lifting weights, etc. I'm good at it, but I could be much better. So I'm spending a huge amount of time at the minute in the gym perfecting it. That's not because I think I suck and, you know, this is a terrible thing and isn't awful that I can't lift a certain weight right now. It's because I know I'm good at it and I want to get really, really good at it. There's some amazing traditions across the world, particularly in Japan, where people absolutely devote themselves to perfecting the thing that they're good at. And you need to see this the same way. Devote yourself to the things that you're good at, and the confidence that you will find in those things is going to help you with the stuff that you're not. The second thing that you need to do to build your confidence, your self-esteem, is you need to expose yourself to know. So what do I mean by expose yourself to know? Well, in our lives, we always want to seek out the yeses. We always want to look for the people who are going to agree with us, the things that are going to keep us in our comfort zone, and to be honest, keep us caged within the boundaries of our own lack of potential, right? We don't want to take a step out for fear of not being good enough or not doing a good enough job. But the problem with that is it might feel good right now, but it's going to keep you in that cage, in that hedge for the rest of your life, which means you're never going to improve, you're never going to get confidence, and you're never going to have any self-esteem, because why would you? There was an incredible study done in the 70s that identified a correlation between self-esteem and success
with children that were rewarded and won things. This is where the participation medal comes from. You've probably heard of it. I have very strong opinions on it. If you haven't seen my opinions, Google Amelia Sordell participation medal and you'll understand what I'm talking about. But you would have heard about participation medal. You may have even received one as a child and you may have thought it was a wonderful thing. And all of those things in schools came from this one study that was done in the 70s. The problem with that study, though, is that it didn't look at the data in its entirety. It made a correlation between achievement and self-esteem resulting in more successful, more productive adults. What they didn't look at is how the obstacles and the challenges that those children had to get over to win those medals was actually the reason why they had high self-esteem and high success rates as adults. So what I'm trying to tell you here is, if you don't expose yourself to the things, the obstacles, the challenges, the opportunities where someone's going to say, no, you're wrong, or just no, other people's boundaries, you're never, ever going to have any self-esteem because you've never exposed yourself to obstacles, to challenges. The more you expose yourself to no, the more you expose yourself to people disagreeing with you, and the more you expose yourself to being wrong, the more confident you're going to be when you think you're right. And there are a few ways that you can do this. The first way, which I'm a huge advocate for, because you don't really have to do anything or with anyone, is you can grab your phone, you can stick some headphones in, and you just start recording yourself walking around the street. You might want to talk into the phone, you might want to do a selfie, whatever it might be. But the idea of this is when you're walking around looking stupid, as you may think, with your headphones in, with a phone in your face, and people are looking at you, you're going to be feeling very uncomfortable. You're going to be feeling like, oh my God, everyone's judging me. Everyone thinks I'm crazy. Everyone's going to think I'm, you know, full of myself, whatever it might be. The more you can do that and the more you can be confident in doing that in public, the more that's going to reflect into other areas of your life. I have a very, very good friend who now runs a really successful podcast, and that is exactly how she got into being so confident that she can now speak into a camera and on a stage and with really, really famous people, where she literally shoved a phone in her face and she walked around the street talking into her phone. You can do that. You don't have any barrier to entry for that activity. There is no money that needs to exchange hands. You just need a phone and a pair of headphones. You don't even need headphones if you don't have them or don't want to use them. You just have to walk around talking into your phone. And I do that all the time now. I vlog every single week, right? I have a YouTube vlog where I literally have a camera in my face all the time and people look at me and think I'm silly, but I don't care because I'm not trying to impress those people. I'm trying to do something for myself. And this goes back to where confidence comes from. It's not about the external things. It's about how you feel. And the more confident you become, the better you feel. And the only way you can become confident is by embracing all of the things that might be standing in your way, in your comfort zone, and stopping you from reaching your potential. So that's the first thing. The second thing that you can do, and this is a 10 out of 10 recommendation for me, and is actually something that I practiced when I was definitely not as confident as I am today, is when you go to a coffee shop, when you want to order a drink, when you are buying something in a Zara or an H&M or whatever it might be, when you get to the counter, I want you to ask for 10% off. Now, that might seem crazy, and for anyone that's ever shopped at Zara, you will know that they're probably going to roll their eyes and say no, but that's the point. That is the point of the activity. It's not because you actually are going to get a discount. And hey, not one out of 10 times you might. You might even get a free coffee. I definitely did once or twice. The point is, if you ask for a discount, you have to summon the courage to be told no. And that is how you build confidence. Remember what I said right at the beginning of this podcast? Confidence doesn't come from being right. It comes from being okay if you're wrong. And that is the whole point of exposing yourself to no and asking for 10% off or asking for a free croissant or asking for a banana or whatever it might be, is you're exposing yourself to the real opportunity that someone is going to turn around to you and say, no, I'm not going to give you those things. And that is a wonderful thing. You want them to say no, because then you can practice being wrong. You can practice being told no. You can practice taking a little tiny step out of your comfort zone, because we all seek the yeses, and build the confidence outside of those walls. And that is a really, really powerful thing that you can do. And it's something that you can start today. There's going to be some interaction that you have today, whether it be getting your lunch or buying a coffee or answering the phone or whatever it might be, where you can say no, or you can ask for someone to tell you no, and it's going to help build your confidence instantly. And it's in these little tiny moments, these tiny interactions that we have on a day-to-day basis that actually form habits, right? For any of you that have read Atomic Habits, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's a great book. If you haven't read it, James Clear, it's incredible, and I'll put it in the show notes. But James talks about the link between doing things ritually and the habits that they form in our brain. A habit is something that you do automatically, right? It's like you wake up in the morning, you go on Instagram. That might be one of your habits. It's that you wake up in the morning and you have a shower and have a coffee. That also might be one of your habits. Habits can be positive and or negative. The problem with habits, though, is they're done automatically. So when you take your coffee from the barista in the morning, you're automatically just taking it and not asking for a discount because it's not part of your habits. So break your habits, get out of that routine, get out of autopilot, and start exposing yourself to no.
One of the most frequently asked questions that I get when it comes to building your personal brand is, what should I be posting? And that is why the Get Clout membership is so powerful. The Get Clout membership will give you a personalized personal branding strategy, which will tell you what channels you should be posting on, who you should be talking to, and what you should be saying to them, and how often you should be saying it. The Get Clout membership allows you to attract the audience that you're trying to attract and position yourself as a thought leader in your space by delivering you tailored content prompts every single day to help attract the audience you need to attract to make that happen. So head on over to clout.com/membership to find out more details on the Get Clout membership and to understand why over 1,000 people have signed up to our membership to help building their personal brands today.
Following on really nicely from exposing yourself to no, the third thing that you can do to help build your confidence is to start having 10-second conversations. What the hell is a 10-second conversation? Well, a 10-second conversation is when you take your coffee. You can tell I like coffee. There's a few references of this in this podcast. When you take your coffee from the barista in the morning, ask them how their day was. Ask them what their name is, what they do, like if they're, you know, studying or not. Like if they are a master barista, how do they get into it? 10-second conversations are the single most powerful thing that I have done to improve my self-esteem. Now, this sounds crazy, but we all live in our heads. I have a monologue that's going on in my head 24/7, and it's kind of exhausting. And some people don't have that. And if you don't have that, good for you. Trust me, you don't want it. But if you do have it, and I'm sure you do, if you're listening to this and you've got this far into the podcast, all of us live in our heads. And that monologue is keeping you in your head. Remember what I said earlier about confidence comes from feeling, not from external factors? Well, it's that little voice inside your head that is stopping you from having self-esteem and stopping you from building your confidence. When you have these conversations, these 10-second conversations with a barista or someone who's given you a lunch or a waiter, or even just smiling at a stranger in the street and saying good morning, we are exposing ourselves to the external. We are taking ourselves out of that internal monologue of you're not good enough and, you know, all of these rhetorics that we have in our brain, and you're literally taking yourself out of that situation immediately because you're focusing on someone else. And also by talking to strangers, you're actually building your confidence in ways that you don't even realize. When was the last time you said good morning to someone? When was the last time you looked someone in the eye? I play this really fun game on the tube when I come into the office in London, where I will actually stare at people in the eye on the tube and I'll smile at them. And for anyone that lives in London or even in New York, I feel like the culture is very, very similar. People think you're nuts because no one does it, because no one has the confidence or self-esteem to do it. So here's a challenge for you. The next time you're on a commute or a walk or you're on your way somewhere and you cross past someone on the street, just look them dead in the eye and smile at them. I promise you it will make their day better or make your day better. But it's going to also go back to what I was saying earlier, which is exposing yourself to the no. Because the outcome of that is they might smile back at you. The other outcome of that is they might not. Guess what? Life goes on. Whether that person says good morning back to you or not, the world keeps spinning. And that is the whole point of building your confidence, is you need to be okay with whatever the outcome is of whatever activity you're doing. And the more you can do that, the more you can expose yourself to no, the more 10-second conversations you can have where you ask a barista how they're doing and they don't answer you, the more confident you're going to become. And the more confident you become, the better opportunities you're going to have. Number 4 is you need to create boundaries. Boundaries are these wonderful things that we put up around ourselves to ensure that we are protecting ourselves against the things that we don't want to accept in our lives. And I think the biggest issue is most people don't have any boundaries. And if they don't have boundaries, they are going to be accepting a lot more things into their lives that are not going to help them build confidence. Going back to a child reference, I know I love referencing children and dogs, but going back to the child reference, when you're raising a child, like I am, I have two beautiful children. Children need boundaries. They need discipline. They need to know what the ring fence of, you know, where they can push the boat out is and stops at. And it's the same with your brain. You need to know what you are willing to allow into your life and what you are not willing to allow into your life. And it sounds really silly to be talking about boundaries on a podcast about confidence, but it's actually those boundaries that give you confidence. Because confidence comes from a feeling from within you. It comes from knowing who you are and being okay with who that person is. And in order to be okay with who you are, you have to set boundaries. You have to not allow certain activities in your life. You know, there's amazing podcasts that talk all about boundary setting, that talk about, you know, what you're willing to accept, not willing to accept at work, what you're willing to accept in a relationship, and what you're not willing to accept in a relationship. And the best thing about boundaries is it's like a magnet. It's going to attract all of the people and the things and the opportunities into your life that support you and build your confidence and build your self-esteem, and it's going to repel all the stuff that doesn't align with who you want to be and who you're going to be in the future. And that is why setting boundaries is so powerful to building your self-esteem, because it helps you love yourself, it helps you get to know yourself, and it's those two things that are ultimately going to make you confident externally as well as internally. But it all starts with this, and you have to build boundaries and understand what those boundaries are, and more importantly, articulate those boundaries in an empathetic but clear way in order to ensure that you are building your self-esteem. So here are some examples of some boundaries, right? Say you're dating, you're single, you are meeting people, you're going out, you're having a great time. You want someone who's going to be committed and interested in you and make you feel amazing. But the people that you're allowing into your life don't text you back. They don't show up when they say they're going to show up, and they don't confirm dates ahead of time. They just treat you a little bit like you're an option. You're telling the world that that is what you're willing to accept. You told me already by saying you wanted someone committed that you have a boundary. And so there's certain behaviors that cover that boundary, but you're allowing these people to cross that boundary. So you need to understand, which is going to damage your self-esteem, right? If you say, this is what I want, and you allow people to not give you that thing, that is going to damage your self-esteem, because it's going to make you feel like you're being disrespected, and you know that it's yourself that is allowing you to be disrespected. And with that comes feeling of disappointment in yourself. It comes with a lack of self-love. It comes from you looking in the mirror and thinking, damn, like I'm not good enough, and that is why I'm allowing this to happen to myself, right? And that is why boundaries are so fucking important. You need to understand who you are and what you're allowing in your life and whether or not that is serving you into who you want to be. And if you're allowing those boundaries to be crossed, you're disrespecting yourself. And the more you disrespect yourself, the lower your self-esteem is going to be and the lower your confidence is going to be. So if you don't have boundaries, none of the other stuff that I've told you already is going to matter. You could ask for all the discounts in the world. You could expose yourself to all the no's in the world. If you have no boundaries, you have no self-esteem and you have no confidence. And that's going to translate into every area of your life, not just dating. It will translate into colleagues taking the piss out of you at work by giving you their work to do. You overstretching yourself, you people pleasing. You need to have boundaries. And I promise you, the harder your boundaries are and the more clear you are with them, the more people will respect you, the more people you're going to attract and opportunities you're going to attract into your life that match those boundaries, and the more confident and the better your self-esteem is going to be. Number five, and finally in our tips of how to be more confident and grow your self-esteem, is you need to think you are. Thoughts are really powerful things. I've already spoken about the monologue that's in your head. You know, I'm not good enough. I'm too fat. I'm too thin, whatever it might be. Whatever you think you are is what your reality is going to be. If you think you're broke, you will be broke for the rest of your life. If you think you're not deserving of a relationship, guess what? You're either going to have toxic relationships or you're going to be single. Everything that you think is reality, that is the truth. We all think that reality and our thoughts are two different things. They're not. You think into reality. If you look in the mirror and hate yourself, that's going to be reflected in your external life too. Your thoughts are incredibly powerful things. You know, I spoke last week with Katie Street about manifestation and how people think that manifestation is this like woo-woo thing. It's not. If you can believe that you're confident and if you can believe that you have self-esteem, you will. It's a feeling. It's not something you get from this external validation of you're in a relationship, so now you're confident and happy. You're in love, so now you're confident and happy. You're successful, so now you're really confident. You got that pat on the back, so now you're really confident. None of those things actually make you confident. What makes you confident is thinking that you're confident and thinking that you're worth it and thinking that you're enough. Into thinking that you love yourself really is what it boils down to. And the more you think that, the more that's going to translate into an actual thing, which is called confidence. So you need to start practicing the thought process of affirmations if it helps you, walking like you're confident, looking at people in the eye, pretending that you're confident, becoming that person. Go and find someone on social media that you want to be. Like literally find someone who might look like you, who has a job that you want, who oozes confidence and self-esteem and emulate that person. That is how you become her, you become him. That is how you get there, is you work out what you think that person is that you want to be and you start acting like that person. And in time, that will not be fake anymore because you'll be rewiring your brain to believe that you are that person. And the wonderful thing about becoming that person is you become more confident, you become, you know, have better self-esteem, and that's when all these incredible opportunities land in your lap. You will no longer be that girl that couldn't order food in a restaurant because she was so scared to speak to the waiter. I became someone who can speak on stages and hopefully quite eloquently and engage an audience because I believed I was her before I got there. I believed I would be doing stuff like this before I started recording. I believed I would be an entrepreneur before I even founded a business. I've got vision boards from 2019, 2018 that say CEO, agency, LinkedIn, thought leader, TED Talk, book. All of these things were on my vision boards from years ago and they've all come true. And that's not because I stuck them on a piece of paper or a Canva presentation and printed it out and put it on my wall and looked at it every day and it happened by magic. It happened because I believed it would happen. I believed that I would get a book deal, and I did. I believed that I would become an agency owner, that I would become an entrepreneur, and I did. I believed that LinkedIn was going to have a huge impact on my life. I didn't know how it was going to, but I believed it did, and it has. I now have nearly 170,000 followers, and 100% of my business comes inbound, predominantly off the back of my LinkedIn. I've been asked to speak at LinkedIn 2 times about the power of personal branding. Because I believed I would. And that is where confidence comes from. It doesn't come from you driving a nice car, from you getting paid 100 grand a year, from you dating that amazing person, or being right. Confidence comes from believing that you're confident and believing you are that person that you want to be. And that is so powerful because when you believe you're that person, you get all the you attract all the opportunities that that person deserves. And that person wants, and that person goes out and gets. But you can't get any of that stuff if you don't believe you are that person. So start now and pretend. Fake it till you make it. Honestly, the more you do it, the more you do it, and the more it will become real. Remember we spoke earlier about habits, Atomic Habits by James Clear. The more you do something habitually, the routines you have, the thoughts you have, the more that's going to become a reality. Listen to meditations, write affirmations, build a vision board of who you want to be in your most confident, self-loving, successful, happy self. And start doing the things and having the behaviors that that person would have. If you can do that, you can trick your brain into believing you're already there. And when you trick your brain into believing that you're already there, that will be your reality. Because as I said earlier, there is no difference between thoughts and reality. Your thoughts are your reality.
Amelia, you always say, just fucking post it. And at the end of your podcasts, you ask your guests, if they could just fucking post anything, what would it be? But I want to know if you could just fucking post one thing that you don't share online, what would it be?
Being so visible online is really fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
And I think people look at me and maybe even like people like Stephen Bartlett and whatever and go, wow, I would love that. But they don't actually realize what goes into that and how much you have to give of yourself. Mm-hmm. And that can have a really detrimental impact on your mental health if you're not really careful. You know, I talk a lot about not giving a flying fuck what people think about me. But when you build a personal brand to a point where it's like a separate entity from a human being,
you become that brand.
You become that brand. Yeah. And so you become a thing that people can complain about and people can, you know, be awful about because you're no longer a human being. You're just a thing.
Yeah.
And that can be quite exhausting. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably one of the things that I don't talk enough about because maybe because I'm a millennial and I'm a bit of a like, I'm quite a hard, tough cookie sometimes, but I'm actually really sensitive. And I feel like part of me being in the leadership position that I'm in is that I have to just put on a smile. I can't say, actually, guys, like I'm not great today. I just kind of have to suck it up because that's the responsibility that you have as a leader.
Yeah, externally. In the team, it's okay to accept that you have bad days.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not something that I'm like wired to be able to do. That's why I have a therapist and I love my therapist and a life coach. Also love my life coach. But yeah, I think the impact, if you don't find a way to separate your life online from your life in reality, you can fuck yourself up really fast. And I talk so much about being yourself. And I really believe that you have to be yourself. You do have to give part of who you are. Mm-hmm. But I think I've changed my mind about what that looks like. I don't think you have to be 100% who you are online. I think you can be 10%. I think you can give the world 10%. And you can keep the 90% for yourself. Because I think if you give everything away to the world, you're depleted. You lose energy because you're giving. And I think a lot of personal branding activities, particularly in posting content, particularly is about giving. And it's giving to receive because you want the likes, you want the business, you want the whatever, you want the validation, instead of giving to grow. And I think the last couple of weeks, I've kind of come around to this sort of thing of like, I need to give to grow. Like I need to give so that other people can grow, but also so that I can grow. And I can't keep giving every aspect of my life out and keep growing because at the moment it's depleting me, which is having the opposite impact. So yeah, if I could just fucking post it, that'd be what I'd say. So I know I've just rambled on for the last 45 minutes about how to be more confident and how self-indulgent is that of me, but I'm hoping that you got some value from this and I'm hoping that some of the stuff I've said has actually resonated because I really do believe that all of us think we're really unique and we all think that we have our own issues and oh my God, I'm so confident and she is so confident. How can I be more like that? The reality is we all have the same problems. We all have the same issues and we all have the same thoughts and feelings. And that is why you need to start with you. And you need to start with building your self-esteem from within before you can start being more confident and attracting all those amazing opportunities that you deserve and maybe find the love of your life and that dream job that you so desperately want. It all starts with being confident and having self-esteem. Thank you for listening to this episode. I absolutely love doing these podcasts and I would be able to reach a hell of a lot more people if you like and subscribe. So thank you to all of you who have already liked and subscribed. And if you haven't, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review so we can reach more people.